Welcome back to the Westwood Podcast. I'm your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson, always and forever art, and on YouTube at J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, the Clippers find themselves down 3-1 in the absence of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Russell Westbrook has been excellent throughout these entire playoffs. I just want to do a solo podcast. I have a lot of things to say about these playoffs, Russell Westbrook, the Clippers, and all of that. Right here on the Westwood Podcast. But first, I have to ask you, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, and much more. So please hit that subscribe button. Let's get it. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not happy. I understand Russell Westbrook has played great, but it's frustrating that it seems to be that every time Russell Westbrook has a team or a couple of co-stars or co-star that will get him beyond what he's been accustomed to since the departure of Kevin Durant outside of the second round in the bubble with the Rockets, his co-stars have some kind of injury. Or, far less common, he has an injury himself. So, here we are again. Russell Westbrook joins the Clippers. They stay out of the play-in. They take about 10 games to really get acclimated. And then Russell Westbrook has to play two of the four first series playoff games without Kawhi Leonard and without Paul George. Now, I understand he's hooping, and I understand there are some Russ fans that say I should just be happy that he's out there balling, and I am happy for him. I'm happy for Russell Westbrook, the basketball player. But I still want him to win a chip. It's the only thing he doesn't have. Now, let me be very clear. Russell Westbrook doesn't need a championship for his legacy is concerned. It is solidified. He's a Hall of Famer. But I think it's the one thing that can add anything to that legacy is a championship. And I think that this team would beat the Phoenix Suns in six if it had Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. So it's frustrating that he doesn't have them both. And look, I get it. Because I tweeted out his stats. In this series, Russell Westbrook is averaging 26 points a game. He's averaging 7.5 rebounds a game. 7.3 assists a game, which I don't know how, because right now the Clippers can't buy a basket outside of Russell Westbrook and Norman Powell. And even Norman Powell struggled in game four. 1.5 steals a game, 1.8 blocks a game. His splits are 46-41-88. I just want to repeat that. His splits are 46% from the field, 41% from three, and 88% from the free throw line. He's been uber efficient. He's been excellent on both ends of the floor. That's how great he has been. Now, for the purposes of just seeing what it would be, I want to point out, if you take out his 3-19 game, the very first game, now I think he still was one of the best players on the floor because he was wreaking havoc defensively, which he has all series long. But we'll get into the fact he's also been the best defender. So if you take away that game in which he was a big reason why they won, but let's just take it away, he's at 31.7 points a game. At 54.4% shooting, on 50% shooting from three, and he's 92.9% from the free throw line. And he's averaging 6.3 rebounds, 7 assists, 1.3 steals, 1.3 blocks, if you take that game away. Now, it's frustrating that he is balling, and he just has no help from his co-stars, because once again, they are injured. No Kawhi, no Paul George. And what's interesting about the Kawhi and Paul George situation, with Paul George, we see that he's working. But it's just kind of he's working hard to try to get back. No timetable, nothing like that. We just see that he's working hard. With Kawhi, again, he sprained his right knee, I believe it was, in game one. Played through it through game two, and now he's been injured for the last two. No timetable. We don't know if he's seriously injured, if it's just a... We just don't know. Right? And that is frustrating because day to day, we have this hope that we're going to get one of them back. If he's injured, I wish they'd just tell us that he's just injured. He's not coming back this playoffs. Now, I don't know why they're keeping this tight to the chest. So I don't want to be irresponsible to note to say that. And I'm not saying his injury isn't real. I believe it is. I'm just saying, as a fan, it seems a little bit unfair the way that the Clippers handle their injury news to their stars. And that's just my opinion. Is it possible they're going to suit up or not? If not, just tell us. So we can move forward and just say, Russ, all right, it's you and Clipper Nation. It's just frustrating. I wanted to talk about that first. Look, he's been excellent. But this is where we are. Hopefully we get good news. I don't know. And I have no inside information, anything like that. I have no idea. So, it is what it is. Now, let's talk about his defense as well. So, not only has Russell Westbrook been the best offensive player, Devin Booker's field goal percentage by defender this series, courtesy of Joey Lynn. I appreciate it. He's a great, great reporter, a great insider for the Los Angeles Clippers. He's absolutely amazing. Great journalist. He writes as well. Does a great job with that. He's outstanding. Thanks to Joey Lynn, I got these stats. Devin Booker's field goal percentage by defender this series. Russell Westbrook. Let's start from the bottom. Eric Gordon, he's shooting 81.8% on Eric Gordon. We'll get into that. Nicholas Batum, 63.6. Norman Powell, 52.9. Terrence Mann, 66.7. So, Eric Gordon, 80. Booker is shooting 81.8% on Eric Gordon. 63.6% on Nicholas Batum. 66.7% on Terrence Mann. 52.9% on Norman Powell. Now get this. He's shooting 42% on Russell Westbrook. So, you wondering why Booker always asks for a screen to get Russ off of him? That is why. 42.1% shooting on Russell Westbrook. So, excuse me if I'm a little bit frustrated with the handling of these injuries. It's not the handling, I shouldn't say that. How they're communicating it to the fan base about these injuries when you've got Russell Westbrook damn near 54-90 if you take out game one. And he's also the best defender. And he's losing these games by an average of 8 points. 8 points. We just need one of them. We don't even need them both back this year. I just need one. Because when Russell Westbrook's guarding Devin Booker, they give it to Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant is getting guarded by Russ, they give it to Devin Booker. I just need one of them. I don't even care if they're rusty offensively. We just need one. And if we're not going to have them, just say they're done. Just say they're done. I'm frustrated. Extremely, with how this entire thing is being handled in regards to the fan base. I'm not talking about the injury. I hope that they get a speedy and full recovery and they're okay and their livelihood stays intact because this is their job. This is their career. But how it's being communicated to the fans, I think, is entirely unfair. Just tell us. Just tell us. Because I'm worried that he's actually hurt. And he's not even going to play on Tuesday. And Paul George is like, I guess they did say Paul George also, he's done for the series. That's someone, I forgot who reported that exactly. But with Kawhi, I just don't like the way it's being handled. So, look, it's frustrating for a Russell Westbrook fan. I think it's frustrating for a Clipper fan. I think we all have the same feeling about how this is being handled, as far as in regards to the fan base. It's frustrating. I know Clippers fans are frustrated. It's been three, four seasons now where they just can't get these two on the floor healthy together when it matters most. Now, Russell Westbrook is an excellent basketball player. And I just want to say that he's still him. He's still him. Russell Westbrook's going to get paid this summer. He's going to get him another paycheck. Because he's just proven to the entire world, I still got it. That I still got it. I really, really want Russell Westbrook to push this to a game six. I don't want it to be over in Phoenix. I want him to push this in Phoenix to a game six in LA. I want that for him. He's been excellent in this series. I don't want him out in the gentleman's suite. But we're going to need Norman Powell. I don't expect for him to score drop 40 like he did the other night. But he can't go 4 of 13 or whatever the heck he was the last game. And that's all we need from him. He just can't do that. And then the Clippers have a chance. 8.5 points. No Kawhi, Paul George. If you believe that the Clippers couldn't beat the Suns with just one of them, I don't know what it is that you're looking at. Norman Powell, he was 4-15. We can't have that from him. Not expecting him to score 47 and not miss. But he can't be 4-15 with just him and Russell Westbrook out there. Now let's talk about the rest of the Clipper team. The Clippers very badly need to upgrade their four. Nicholas Batum has not been good. Marcus Morris has not been good. And for whatever freaking reason, they just will not play Robert Covington. I don't know why. He gives him 4 or 5 minutes at a time and yanks him. And in my opinion, in those 4 or 5 minutes, even if he missed a three-pointer, he's been better than Marcus Morris and Batum on the floor defensively. He's just been better. But for whatever reason, he gives him 3 or 4 minutes and yanks him immediately. I don't know why. They need to upgrade the fourth spot. And in this series, you just need to try Robert Covington. Just try it. You're down 3-1. Just put it out there. Play it for 7 to 8 minutes and see what it does with the right lineup. Russell Westbrook. With Robert Covington, with Norman Powell, and throw out whoever else you want out there. If you want Plumlee or Zubac at the five, one of those two, Plumlee has been better in this series. I'll get to that as well. And if you want to, you can throw out Terrence Mann. I just don't want Terrence Mann guarding Devin Booker. That has not gone well. But you see the frustration is Russell Westbrook has to score most of the points. Get all the assists, create for everybody. Block shots, get steals, and guard Devin Booker or Kevin Durant. I don't want to hear shit else about Russell Westbrook isn't a two-way player. You can miss me with that. Anyway, put Robert Covington out there with the right lineup. And let him cook and see what happens. Try Russell Westbrook, Terrence Mann, Robert Covington, Powell and Norman, or Plumlee and Norman Powell. Try that. I don't know. Or you can plum me for Zuba. I don't care. Just try it. Eric Gordon has not been good. He's been slow. His defense has been putrid. 88% with Devin Booker. He's not even contesting Devin Booker. He's just watching, just looking at him. It's terrible. His closeouts have been bad. You would think this is a regular season game. If you watch Eric Gordon, you would not think this is a playoff series. He's been that bad. They need to play like this is a playoff series. If you're down 2-1 at home and you play the way Eric Gordon did, no one should have to get you up for these games. They're playoff games. You're down 2-1 at home. Zubac, he has not been good. Now, I think Zubac, I don't think this is a good series for him because they don't really use DeAndre Ayton as a one-on-one post-up guy. So it's not like he's guarding Anthony Davis, not like he's guarding Embiid, not like he's guarding Jokic. They use Ayton as more of a screener and mid-range floor spreader, which is making Zubac have to be heavily used on his help defense and in pick and rolls, which is not his strength. That's why you go small. That's why you go small. The bigs have not been great. Plumlee's been better than Zubac, but they really, defensively, they just haven't been good. But Plumlee's giving you things on the other end that is helping. He's rebounding, you know. He's made some really good saves, some really good passes, things like that. Some finishing at the rim. He's making his free throws. So I think Plumlee's been better. But largely, the bigs have been getting eaten up on the other end of the floor. I don't know, guys. I want them to push this to a game 6 in LA. Russell Westbrook, I mean, he did everything he could and lost by 12. I mean, in the last game, he had 37.6 rebounds, 4 assists. He had 4 assists because they just couldn't make anything. A steal, a block, 17-29 from field, 3-6 from 3. Marcus Morris, 1-8. Zubac, 2-5 from the field. Marcus Morris, 1-8 from 3, 3-13 from the field. Eric Gordon, 2-6 from 3, 4-8 from the field, but he was just so putrid defensively that it didn't matter that he had his 10 points. Norman Powell, 4-15. Norman Powell, 4-6 from the free throw line, 2-6 from 3. Nicholas Batum, 6 minutes, 0-1. Robert Covington, 8 minutes, 0-2. Mason Plumlee, you know, he had his 19. I said he was better than Zubac, 3-4 from the field, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block. Bones, 1-5 from 3. Terrence Mann was good last game offensively. He played 30 minutes. He was 3-4 from the 3-point line, 5-9 from the field. I think he had like 13 points, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. I thought Terrence Mann was better. In game 4, he just can't guard Booker. Try Westbrook with Powell, with Terrence Mann, with Robert Covington, with Plumlee. See what happens. At this point, you got to try something. Because at this point, I'm just assuming Kawhi Leonard's not going to play, and neither is Paul George. So unless something happens, I'm just assuming they're not going to play. And largely the Clippers' defense is predicated on just Russell Westbrook. And that is a problem. That is a problem. They didn't play the same defense, in my opinion, game 4 as they did previously. But playing defense like that is hard. It's tiring. I get it. But you got to do what has to be done. I know this is a somber podcast. I'm frustrated for the Clippers. I'm frustrated for Russell Westbrook. Heck, I'm frustrated for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They just can't seem to stay healthy. This is a great basketball team if they are. I really believe that. But without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you're having players do things they're not accustomed to doing. And you can see it because they're not doing a good job of it. That's a thing that you miss when you don't have two of your three stars is people are having to make up for it in ways that they just can't. They can't. You can't make up for Kawhi and Paul George. You definitely can't make up for Kawhi and Paul George, what they do offensively, off the ball, and on it. You just cannot. Russell Westbrook is trying to, and he is doing his part. But who else is doing what Kawhi and Paul George do outside of Russell Westbrook on the Clippers? Absolutely no one. No one. I was shocked that he was putting in the points and the things that he was doing in the fourth quarter because I just thought he would be exhausted from having to do everything. That wasn't the case. He still gave him a chance. They just couldn't stop the Suns. He cannot guard everyone. Terrence Mann has to step up, take it personally, and dig in defensively. And he's supposed to be this great wing defender, which he has not been. I don't give a damn. He was better offensively in game four, but he has not been a good perimeter defender. I don't give a shit what anyone says. In this series, he hasn't been. Eric Gordon, my gosh, bro, act like this is a playoff series. At least get your hand up. Marcus Morris is too slow. So is Batum. Play Robert Covington. Try it. Zoo, I need you to be better. I need you to be better. I need Zoo to be better on the glass. I need Zoo to be better defensively. Zubac has six. He had 9 rebounds. In comparison, Aiden had 13. Kevin Durant had 11. And I know 9 rebounds isn't bad, but there were just some things happening on rebounds that I just thought, grab the ball. Just be better defensively as well. Catch the basketball. That's the only thing I would say about Russell Westbrook. Now, a lot of these are just Zubac can't catch. I ain't gonna say a lot, but some of these are Zubac just fails to catch these Russell Westbrook passes that we've seen Steven Adams and Gafford and Capella catch. But some of it is just that Russell Westbrook just shoot the ball, Russ. Some of our passes where I thought he had a nice little leaning a fadeaway in the lane and he tries to pass to Zubac. Zubac hits off Zubac's hands and goes out of bounds. Or someone else's hands. You make that fall away paint fadeaway over and over again. Just shoot it. The only thing is, I think if he just stays aggressive, he limits. I think he's averaging 4 turnovers, which isn't that bad, in my opinion, because he's basically the only creator they have. So it's not terrible, but I think he can cut him down if he just stays aggressive. He's making some passes where he's got a shot on his own. I do want to point that out. Other than that, he's been excellent. He's been the best player outside of probably Devin Booker in the series. Yeah, I said it. That's on the floor because Kawhi and Paul George are not playing. He's been the best player in the series outside of probably Devin Booker. So, and that's because Devin Booker's passing the ball and getting steals and dropping 40. He just going nuts. Okay. Just seems like he can't miss. It's been excellent. It's been excellent. Watching Devin Booker and Russell Westbrook go at it. I've had a lot of fun with that, I will say. I just want Russell Westbrook to win some basketball games. Look, game, what is it, five? Game five, Clippers Suns. 9 my time, I think it's 7 out west, PM TNT in Phoenix. See what we can do. They're really going to gear that defense towards Russell Westbrook even more. I saw it in game four some, even more so in game five, because I think the Phoenix Suns are definitely just going to say, okay, so fine. Someone else beat us besides Russ. He's getting nothing. Not that anything's been easy. Man, are they fouling him? Russell Westbrook, by the way, is driving to the basket more than anyone in the NBA playoffs. And he shot no free throws. No free throws. In game. Sorry about that. And he's shooting no free throws. Russell Westbrook driving to the basket 17 times in one game and shooting no free throws is egregious. I don't care what anybody says. That's flat out wrong. And he's taking five times the amount of contact as Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, who are living at the free throw line. Living there. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I repeat what I have to say once a year, and I tweeted it out. There needs to be a third party, independent investigation on the refereeing and officiating of one Russell Westbrook. It has always been an issue. It is even more egregious now. How can a bunch of jump shooters shoot all those free throws and Westbrook not shoot any after driving to the basket 17 times in one game? Guys, that is absolutely ridiculous. Now, I just want to point out, Kevin Durant shot 11 free throws. Devin Booker shot 8. They shot 19 free throws as jump shooters. Now, Devin Booker goes to the basket a little bit more than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant usually pulls up. But they shot 19 free throws. Russell Westbrook drove to the basket 17 times and shot 0. 0. You know how hard it is to drop 37 points on no free throws? He'd be averaging 45 right now if he could shoot free. If he got free throws, 37 with no free throw. That's nuts in today's NBA. That's crazy. Kevin Durant dropped 31 and hit 10 of 11 free throws. He dropped 31 and hit 10 free throws. Devin Booker dropped 30. And hit 7 free throws. Russell Westbrook dropped 37 and had none. Independent third party investigation into the officiating of Russell Westbrook. I'll keep calling for it every year. Every year. When I'm presented with something that says it's time to tweet it out again. Game 5. In Phoenix, 9 p.m., 7 Pacific, 9 p.m. my time, Central. I think it's 10 o'clock at night, Eastern. Will Russell Westbrook push it to a game 6 in L.A.? Stay tuned. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Westwolf Podcast. I'm your host, J.D. Jackson. As always, you can find me on Twitter, J.D. Jackson, Always and Forever Art, and on YouTube. The J-Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. I know I usually do a space, but I just want to do an independent one because I had a lot to say. Appreciate you tuning in. As always, please, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, Audible, and much, much more. So please, please hit that subscribe button. I'll see you guys Tuesday. Live tweet. And I'll see you at halftime, Clippers Suns, game 5. I appreciate you. And as always, until next time, peace.